Welcome to Small Town Radio, the show with the biggest facts about the smallest towns. I am your host, Maxim.
And I am your host, Connor. And I thought about it that time. I really did.
I felt that in the pause, your consideration.
Yeah.
We just got done talking about file structure and how important it is for saving your files.
So important.
And if there's anything we've learned about this podcast is, while charming and hilarious, Small Town Radio is mostly a heavy-handed attempt for Connor Kafiachain to drum up freelance business.
It is. 100%. Hire me. I'm okay with that.
Yeah, you should definitely hire him. As someone who works with him, I vouch for him way more than I vouch for myself.
Keep talking. I like this.
Keep talking.
This should be the whole podcast.
Connor has a thing where if he doesn't work, he panics.
That's true.
Give him work so he cannot panic. It's a win-win for both of you. One, you win by having work done. Two, he wins by having money and emotional stability.
Oh, yeah. That is key. Man, that's too true. I think that was too much of a window. I try and keep a facade up for this podcast, and you just shattered it.
I just threw down. I just outed you hard.
Hey, where are we going this week?
Oh, right. We should do that. I'm going to be, after you, I'm going second, but I'm going to be taking us to Furnace Creek, California.
Ooh, California, a regular stomping ground.
Mm-hmm.
And if you remember, as you should, it is part two of Kentucky Week, and we are going to Pikeville, Kentucky this time.
Pikeville, Kentucky?
Pikeville, nice. Kentucky.
You know, okay, crazy story. This actually happened after, when I was editing the last episode. A Facebook friend of mine, a comedian I know, like just an acquaintance, posted pictures of Pikeville, Kentucky, and they were like, proud of my hometown. And I did like three double takes to make sure you didn't do your last episode on it. And I was like, isn't it like Pinetown, Piketown? I can't remember. It was like Pineville. And then this one, you're actually doing the town that I thought they were doing. I don't know. Cool.
It's a fun coincidence, because last time when I initially started researching, I also thought I was researching Pikeville.
You got it wrong yourself.
Yeah, I was. And then I was like, you know what? These are both good. So let's double down, which is usually my comedic strategy. I'm like, if it doesn't work, let me go twice as hard on it. And if people don't laugh, then it's on them, because I put in the work.
Woohoo! Also, I like that you called it Kentucky Week, like it's Shark Week.
Kentucky Month.
Kentucky Month.
Oh, actually, well, we'll get into it later. We don't have any mail, right? No mail? Which is probably healthy for Sam.
We have no mail. Thanks, guys. I guess you just don't like us.
Whoa. We actually have two males.
There's no mail for our two males on this show. What a bummer.
I feel like, you know, it's times are different. You know, you got to save on postage. What is it, like 55 cents a stamp?
Man, it's crazy. I want to say, if I've ever sent you stickers, I worked an arm and a leg for those stamps.
It's also like Wi-Fi is very expensive. So I'm just assuming that no one has Wi-Fi that listens anymore, so they can't post on there. So I'm giving them the benefit of the doubt.
Yeah, I'm also going to give people the benefit of the doubt, where if they don't commute to work, they don't listen to podcasts. And that's totally what's happening.
Oh, I have a suggestion.
Mm-hmm.
Wake up every day, wherever you are, go to your kitchen table, find like a plate about the size of a steering wheel, and then pretend like you still need to commute to work. And if you want to, like, obviously listen to your podcast, but if you have another device where you can listen to like traffic, or like get really angry that people aren't going fast enough, or are going too fast around you. If you're like on the highway, just try and find a way to simulate that stress, you know? I think that's really important.
Just a full like traffic ASMR experience.
Yeah.
Or you could play like, I don't know, Need for Speed while listening to our podcast.
Perfect.
Play some VR racing game or something.
What is it? Mario Kart?
Mario Kart? Oh, yeah. Like, because Mario Kart is a very leisurely, chill experience.
Yeah.
You would definitely listen to a podcast.
For sure. I think that's problem solved. You're welcome, America. Well, the whole world. Just America? Yeah,
if you really want to do it, just get into your garage, turn your car on, turn on our podcast.
Maxim, you know you got to let the carbon monoxide out, right? The exhaust out. That's very, very important.
I didn't say that was a step. I want you to go into that long eternal sleep with the last thing you ever hear being a fact about some place that's not actually a town.
Wow. How you doing? You okay?
It's been a rough week.
Yeah.
the trapped inside kind of depression is kind of hitting me, and I'm not being as motivated as I should be. And it's hard watching springtime happen outside my window and also not be able to go out and like do anything about it. So,
yeah, I was thinking this would have been some of the funnest time to be in New York, especially the first time around, because the days are getting longer. It's getting a little bit warmer. But, you know, we got to do our part. We're all in this together, as they say everywhere. And hashtag internet follow. Oh, yeah, it's social media.
Anyway, I'm depressed. Here's where you can follow us. At ST Radio Pod on Twitter and Instagram. I'm sorry I'm not super active on Twitter, but follow us on Instagram at ST Radio Pod. Send us your listener mail to smalltownradiopodcast@gmail.com. Follow us on Facebook. Subscribe on YouTube if you're here. Rate us on Apple Podcasts. If you leave a 5-star review, I'll send you stickers. That's still going on.
Ongoing.
How's New Hampshire treating you? What's it like up there?
It's been good. I think the other day I was just like, because I've started to get into routine. I'm trying to make a lot of content, trying to like keep up with different projects, work on different skills. And it hit me the other day where I'm just like, well, I don't know. I'd like to formalize my process. Mm-hmm. But always in the back of my head, I'm like, I don't know when I may be going back, or like all those other ifs that are going on. But I also like talking with my sister yesterday and like reflecting a bit, everyone's going through this in some way right now. Like, when will normalcy and stability return? So it's like, obviously you got to recognize your own feelings, and validate them, but also putting them in the perspective of the bigger picture. It's like, you know what? I got a pretty good situation. It's my mom's birthday coming up in a few days, so I'm glad I get to be home for that.
Mm-hmm.
Get to play some games and like still work on stuff that I'm really passionate about. So, you know, highs and lows, ebbs and flows, but all in all, it's good.
Nice. That's good. Yeah, I feel like you should come back. Well, if we can start going outside anytime soon, if they kind of ease up restrictions, you definitely want to be back, because late summer, when this is all over, is going to be absolutely lit in New York City. I can just feel it.
And then, I know. And then round two of Corona in the winter. Yeah.
We're all going to go and we're going to rage for 2 weeks and have a blast. And we're going to wipe our hands on people's faces and talk into microphones, and we're gonna have tons of fun, but we're definitely all gonna get sick.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, there's just a lot of unknown right now. But do you know what we do know?
Facts
about
towns.
We do.
I will say we don't know a lot of facts too, and a lot of facts we do know are in fact not true.
That is a fact.
The fact is that sometimes these facts are lies.
I'd say some of the best facts are, like, did you know the world's largest mouse, like computer mouse, is actually in the state of Alabama?
What? I never even thought that was a thing. How
it's
big
not.
Is it?
I made it up completely, but wasn't it fun?
Oh my gosh, it was fun, because for a moment there, I imagined like the world's largest mouse pad also being there.
Oh,
and just like a team of like 16 dudes like pushing this mouse across this pad.
Do you know what they call the world's largest mouse pad?
What?
A rug.
Okay. the world's largest mouse pad would be a good setup for a joke, and you somehow imply that it's like an apartment where a single bachelor mouse lives.
But yeah.
I don't know how to work that out. That one could use some ironing, but
do you know what they also, I don't know. I'm leaving that one there. There's nothing else. Sometimes you just say a setup and you're like, yeah, there's no punchline. Okay, moving on.
All right, you ready to, you're going to take us to Pikeville?
We are. I am ready. So Pikeville, Kentucky. I'm looking over here because that's where my screen is with all my information. But Pikeville, Kentucky is part two of Kentucky Weeks, I guess now. Location is Eastern Kentucky, but also like in the center of the state. So it's like really far east. But Maxim, you know how like Kentucky comes up and then like juts back in? So it's like not quite a right angle, but it does come up and then back. Mm-hmm. It's like in that area of like the corner of the triangle of Kentucky.
Yeah, it's like a 135 degree angle type deal. I was honestly going to do a town in Virginia that was like right next to the border of Kentucky just so I could like piggyback on your Kentucky week.
Well, maybe that would have been interesting when we get to my first fact. But real quick, population is according to the 2010 census is 6,903. I almost said 6,903.
15,003 people.
Pikeville is, as we as I disclosed last week, a city. And it's the seat of Pike County, Kentucky. But as I teased so sweetly last week, it is a home rule city. And you know,
right?
Like I teased this factoid in front of you like a nice piece of brock last week, and now we get to snack
on with broccoli, melted cheese on the broccoli, or ranch.
Is that vegan?
I mean, you can fake it.
Fake it. Is that how you eat your broccoli, just pretending like there's cheese on it?
No, I roast it in the oven after I've tossed it in olive oil, salt, and pepper for about 45 minutes.
I do like roasted veggies. I think it's my
favorite
way.
Roasted broccoli is the best because the florets get nice and crispy. Ugh.
Well, to get into this juicy factoid, in some states, known as home rule states, the state's constitution grants municipalities and or counties the ability to pass laws to govern themselves as they see fit, so long as they obey the state and federal constitution. In other states that are not home rule states, only limited authority has been granted to local governments by passage of statutes in the state legislature. So in these states, a city or county must obtain permission from the state legislation if they wish to pass a law or ordinance which is not specifically permitted existing in state legislation.
So home rule cities don't require going to the state government to approve the laws they want to pass.
Yeah, it almost seems like they copy paste like the state laws into the city in non-home rule states, where home rule states they can go above and beyond that.
Got
which
this.
You know,
they can just be like Thursday is opposite day, and then no one checks them on that, and then it's in the law.
I wonder if that's allowed under the state and federal constitution. I feel like it is. I feel like that's a great law to pass.
If that was a problem we had, there would literally be an article in the federal constitution that would say no opposite day is allowed because it would just be chaos.
No opposite day. Well, it's opposite day. That means there is opposite day constitution.
It'd be funny to play off a set where you bomb and just be like, well, it's opposite day. Wasn't supposed to be funny.
That sounds exactly like something I would say on stage.
That would be good. That'd be a good addition.
Because people would be like, boo. And I'd be like, well, it's opposite day. So that means yay. And they go, boo, even more. I also, you know, home rule state sounds like it could be more fun than what it is. But, you know, sometimes we just have regular facts on this show. It's interesting that you were talking about potentially taking a place in Virginia. Because our mm-hmm. first fact, you know, building some of the parallels, but not completely, is a history fact about the place. In the town's history, it is actually intertwined with the Hatfields and McCoys.
Okay, which is the Virginia family feud families.
Kind of, yeah. So if you don't know about the Hatfield-McCoys feud and you have made it through high school, wow.
Hey.
You slept through all of your classes.
We definitely did not learn about them at all.
That was written in already. That was not intended for you. You just kind of pivoted into the... You know enough about it. You know about as much as I did before the research. I'm saying
all I know is there's two families that hated each other. That's it.
Yeah, I'm not going to go into the complete history of it because the actual history of the Hatfield-McCoys does not that much intertwine with Pineville. But then I can skip a bunch of this other stuff that I wrote. So basically, the Hatfield-McCoys it was like a lawless family feud, not like the TV show Family Feud, of course, which has very strict laws. But it's like a lot of murder going on between the families. And one of them, I didn't write it down. One of them was pro Union. One of them was pro Confederate. And, which makes in my mind as like a not looking at the nuances of it all makes me think one is already better than the other. Yeah. But
I mean, have you ever tried to Family Feud without murder? It's a snooze.
I don't know. I mean, what do you think happened to the old hosts? Why do you think they've gone through so many iterations?
Are you implying there was hosts of small town radio podcasts before us?
We were saying a Family Feud.
Oh, a Family Feud. Okay, gotcha.
Murdered. Just kidding. They were not. They're fine, I think. I don't know. But today, so Pikeville was host of the Hatfield-McCoy Family Feud a little bit, and the patriarch, Randall McCoy, as well as his wife and daughter, are buried on a hillside overlooking the town of Pikeville. So, actually, in the county of Pikeville and the town itself is part of the Hatfield-McCoy tour, but according to TripAdvisor, it says, I would highly recommend the self tour to anyone interested in the feud. You start in Pikeville, which is actually only in the story as an after the fact location, as the events of the feud itself took place elsewhere. This is just where the final trial took place and some key figures are buried. So, yeah, we could have had our little Hatfield-McCoy pew 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 duel out if you're in Virginia, but other than that, it's just like, you know, a small footnote of our American history.
Okay.
So
nice.
Yeah. Yeah. But now we'll get into the real parallels. This is where it gets exciting, folks. I hope you strap into your imaginary car. You put in that seat belt. You're at the wheel, you know, getting ready to go. The traffic's getting tense. And then this fact comes, which is from 1973 to 1987, Pikeville Cut Through was constructed immediately west of downtown. The massive rock cut is one of the largest civil engineering projects in the Western Hemisphere, moving nearly 18 million cubic yards or 14 million cubic meters of soil and rock. The project alleviated traffic congestion in downtown and eliminated flooding by rerouting the La Visa Fork River.
Wow.
While Pineville chained a rock, Pikeville murdered a rock by cutting it up into millions of small pieces and then moving the body parts to the outskirts of town.
I'm looking at pictures of this. This is crazy. I'm very impressed by this. Wow. Yeah, so you have two feuding towns then, the last two episodes. You've got a pro-rock and a...
Well,
in an anti-rock
episode. Is chaining up a rock really pro-rock?
I mean, maybe they want to keep it so they can love it.
But do you chain up your kids when you want to keep them?
No. Okay,
but we do chain up dogs. That's places. I'm not gonna lie.
Huh?
We do chain up dogs, you know, like leashes, yeah. So they don't run away.
True, but no one's worried that a golden retriever is gonna fall on a Kentucky town.
I mean, it's raining cats and dogs outside sometimes. So
it can rain worse things than puppies and kittens.
When it rains cats and dogs, does rain fall? Do they fall with leashes?
Ooh, that would lead to some mishaps.
But yeah, rocks, right? One of the premier features of these towns.
Civil engineering. What's up?
Rocks. And you know what? That rocks. Basalt rocks.
Rock. You heard it here first, folks.
So fact three, we have an event. So, you know, as we had in Pineville, we had the Kentucky Mountain Laurel Festival.
Mm-hmm.
In Pikeville. Oh, I'm getting the mix. In Pikeville, you have Hillbilly Days.
Ooh.
Yes. Hillbilly Days is an annual festival held in mid-April. Actually, it was supposed to be last week from the 16th to the 18th, and it was canceled due to coronavirus. And it's potentially getting rescheduled in the fall, but it basically seems like a giant way to, like a giant music festival. They have three stages across mm-hmm. 3 days, and you have like mountain artists come in as well as some really prominent bluegrass artists. And then obviously like other arts are going on around it, but more or less it's supposed to be a way to what is it? I'm not reading here, as you can tell, to celebrate the region, but also poke fun at, some of the stereotypes of the Appalachian people.
You think they sell moonshine there? I'm guessing there's moonshine at this festival.
I mean, there's drinking. I didn't see that. I saw a lot of stuff about the arts that was going on, but I'm guessing you got venues, like you got... oh, no, you do have people dressing up, right? Wannabe hillbillies from across the nation compete to come up with the wildest hillbilly outfit. So there is that. So I'm guessing if you're trying to dress like a person who would drink moonshine, you may drink moonshine.
I'm also thinking that looking at pictures on Google, this looks like fun. You cosplay as hillbillies a lot.
Mm-hmm.
This also seems like a great place to buy some meth.
I mean, I don't know much about meth. We did a thing on Breaking Bad the other day with our friend Alex, and I never watched the show, but I feel like, you know, I know the words.
I can just summarize it for you. Meth, bad.
Oh, shoot. I didn't get that when we acted out the show.
No, when you're doing a Breaking Bad script spoof, you kind of are in the mindset of meth, good, but actually meth, bad.
Oh, I get it now. That was lost on me before. So the proceeds from the festival go to the Shriners Children Hospital for Children. So it's like a nice, like fundraiser. But the real question is, would you rather go to the Mountain Laurel Kentucky Mountain Laurel Festival or the Hillbilly Festival? And remember, the Kentucky Mountain Laurel Festival, people are being judged in secret. So.
I think I would go to the Hillbilly Festival, and I would go to the other one, the Laurel Festival. If there wasn't that weird judging thing, you're right. Like, because it's a place I think I would want to go to more because I want to see the chained rock.
The way I feel is that I'd want to see both of them for sure. Mm-hmm. Sorry about your coronavirus cough there.
Oh, it's okay. This is what happens when you go to Prospect Park. You just get infected the next day.
Yeah. I would want to participate more in Hillbilly Festival and observe more of Mountain Laurel Festival.
Yeah.
Just because I feel like that's such like a more specific cultural thing in my head.
Probably. I mean the bluegrass and stuff, and that it may be fun.
Yeah. So well, it was set up like a Hatfield and McCoy duel between these two home rule cities. Really, let's just make them one. Let's make a giant sky bridge and call it Pine Pike, Kentucky.
Nice. I like that idea. It'll take place as the largest civil engineering project that in the hemisphere. Build it with rocks. A stone bridge hundreds of miles long.
That's the solution.
Yep. There's only one answer.
Yeah, so there it is. That is Pikeville, Kentucky, home of Family Feud, not the game show, rocks, murder, and hillbilly festival.
Awesome. Well, thank you for your research.
You're welcome.
Connor is blasted on moonshine this episode, if you couldn't tell. He can barely keep his
nothing
eyes
like
open.
Being blasted with moonshine at 1 o'clock on a Sunday.
The best time. Have you ever had moonshine before?
I've not. I've seen it in shows where people, you know, like drink, like Parks and Rec, where they, Ron Swanson, his wife and mom, like have that drinking contest.
Yeah. I've had some, but I've had it as, I think there's certain companies that like legally produce something that is like moonshine, but it's not actually like, you know, brewed in the woods.
Mm-hmm.
And it's pretty good. I mean, a lot of times they have like peppermint ones. I had like a berry one where like they had like a bunch of blueberries and raspberries in it. That was good. Definitely a lot of alcohol. I mean, it has reputation for a reason.
Yeah.
Who are you sponsored by today?
I'm sponsored by, and actually this is a second time sponsor. And they're like, hey, maybe we're jinxing you, but we are sponsored by Perfection. The whole setup is correct this time. It is perfection.
It's crazy. We've made it like 25 minutes into this podcast and Connor has not exploded from a technical difficulty.
Yeah, it's really nice. I feel like, you know, got it down.
There's going to be an episode where you just cut out and I'm like, what happened? I look over onto the Hangouts chat and I'm just going to see your shoes smoking at the table and you'll be totally gone.
Maybe that's what it is. Maybe this episode, because it's all finally the right way, I'll just ascend and be no more.
He'll achieve nirvana. If you record a perfect podcast, you achieve nirvana.
Oh, man. Wouldn't that be something?
That's what Joe Rogan's after. He took all that ayahuasca and he was like, damn, if I record the perfect podcast.
And that's why he's still working at it.
Yeah. That's why everyone listens to it. If enough people listen to it, that's how they decide who ascends. And they is someone who's already ascended, I'm assuming.
Yes. Yes. What about you?
Oh, man. One, I'm sponsored by my sweet kitty cat, Pickles. I'm going to point the camera at him really quick because he's been such a good kitty. Just been sleeping here right next to me this whole time. So I'm very proud of him. I love it when he actually will take the time to kind of just shut the fuck up and take a nap. Because I realize what happens is if I leave him outside the door, he cries at me to get in. Then that leaks into the audio. But when I set up everything, he freaks out. So the key is, let him freak out for a little bit. Then once I actually start recording, he just naps. He isn't as like jarred by me doing stuff. So check out. I posted a good picture of him on Instagram last week. Go check it out.
Just hopefully we don't have the same effect on our listeners who are driving to work currently as Pickles. Because fake driving to work and falling asleep at the wheel is very dangerous.
Yeah. Don't do that. I only did that one time and I would not recommend doing it again.
Fake driving to work?
No, falling asleep at the wheel driving to work.
I feel like that's a story for a different time.
Yeah, it is.
All right.
Let's say I no longer have a 1996 Subaru Outback.
Are they related? Is that related to the other story? I don't know.
I don't know. Okay. You ready for some facts?
Fact me up.
You ready for some hardcore town
fact me up,
action?
Scotty.
Fact me up, Scotty. Okay, here we go. My place today is Furnace Creek, California, which is a CDP in Inyo County, California, which is in Death Valley.
Oh, okay. I was like, that sounds really familiar. There's got to be some connection to something. Death Valley.
Yeah. We've been trapped inside a lot. And I was going to do a town kind of on the East Coast. And I was looking around. And I'm like, I just feel like I just can't be there. I was like, I don't want to do another East Coast place or Midwest place. So I was like, I want to go somewhere where it's hot and it's dry and it is nothing like the place I'm stuck in. Mm-hmm. So Death Valley, California, the population of Furnace Creek is 24 as of 2010.
Nice.
So I'm really got the really secure in the small town award. Yes. This episode, 24 is a lot smaller than 6,000, 9,003.
Yeah, it's like four smaller or something.
Four, yeah. Fact number one, Furnace Creek holds the record for the highest recorded temperature in the world.
Oh.
Reaching 134 degrees Fahrenheit, which is 57.6 degrees Celsius, on July 10th, 1913. This temperature stands as the highest ambient air temperature ever recorded on the surface of the Earth. Some meteorologists dispute the accuracy of this measurement, but it still holds the record.
That's interesting. I would not have guessed that. It's like Mount Washington had the highest recorded wind speed on the face of the Earth at one point.
Oh, so, right, yeah.
Yeah, just like, I would not have guessed we have these extremes in the United States.
Yeah, I mean, Death Valley is like truly an anomaly in lots of ways.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll get into one of those here in a second. So fact number two, the visitor center, museum, and headquarters of the Death Valley National Park are located at Furnace Creek. So I'm going to lay down some quick Death Valley facts.
Real quick, for those interested, is that where you can get your Junior Ranger badge at the National Park?
I think so. I never did that.
Yes.
I think. Okay. All right.
I love it. I love it. Junior Ranger badge.
Do you still get your Junior Ranger badges?
No, but I know like my sister usually when she went to parks and stuff would get like Junior Ranger badges. And they're pretty cool. It looks like they get like patches and stuff.
Yeah. It's a fun thing to do because adults are like, I just like being out in nature. And kids are like, nature sucks. I need a prize.
Yeah, so, all right, at this visitor center, these factoids, these juicy pieces of broccoli.
Here we are in Fact Valley, California. All right, so Death Valley is home to the second lowest point in the Western Hemisphere, which is Badwater Basin, which sits at 282 feet or 86 meters below sea level. So that's pretty deep. Fact number two. Death Valley is a graben. That's what it's like, a geological term for a depressed block of the Earth's crust that's bordered by faults. So it's just like this section of the Earth has like sunk down because there's faults all around it. So the crust of the Earth just dips more.
I thought a graben is what you put recycling in, like. It's our gray recycling bin.
No, that's where you put your jokes, Connor.
Oh, no, that's Zing. The trash can.
Zing.
I feel like a recycle bin for jokes is kind of like a good thing. It's like, oh, I might use that later. I could turn it to something else. A trash can is where my jokes belong.
My jokes get composted because I'm from Boulder, Colorado. I'm not from there. But
that's interesting, though.
Okay, and so the oldest rocks in Death Valley are up to 1.7 billion years old.
Wow.
Yeah. And when I was like, I want to make sure I explain the concept of a graben well. So this morning I was kind of mulling over a metaphor I could use, and I didn't think of a good one, but the one that I thought of that I kind of liked is if you imagine the Earth's crust as like a piece of plywood. And then a graben is when Bugs Bunny sticks a saw through the plywood and cuts a hole, and then he pulls out the hole just a little bit, and then it's like, that's what it is. Hmm. But that is a terrible example.
Yeah, I didn't draw a great picture in my head. But
I mean, I mean, Bugs Bunny cutting a hole through a floor from the underneath is pretty crisp in my mind.
I get that part. Yeah, I always thought a gray bin was going down. It sounds like it's going up.
It's going down.
Oh, you pull it down the other way. I was thinking he was pulling it.
You pull it down.
Crane. Ah, got it. It's like a knot in a the knot is cut out, like pushed down a little bit in a plank.
Yeah. Let's see, what's another good example? It's when like when you make brownies.
It's like a lava cake without the lava.
Yeah. Yeah, or like if you I don't even know. Just look
it's like
up.
When you put a candle in a cake and then you take it out afterwards and it's just like a little depression in it.
Yeah, just like a tiny bit. Yeah. It's like anything that is at one level and then the other thing is at a shorter level. That's
it's like if you're stuck inside for 4 weeks straight. It's just a little depression. Just a little bit.
Just a little depression. Yeah, it's a little graben. It's like when you're hanging out with your 6 foot friends and you're 5'9". You're the graben of the group.
Got it. Okay. Got it. Now it's solidified up there.
Metaphors solidified. All right. Final fact about Death Valley. In 2013, Death Valley National Park was designated as a dark sky park by the International Dark Sky Association. So go take your Milky Way photos in Death Valley.
Got it. Got it. I thought it was like a Star Wars thing.
Death Valley is home to the dark side of the Force. So go and kill your father. All right. And I'm gonna close this out with a final fact about Furnace Creek. Furnace Creek has a small Indian reservation inside of it called Indian Village. So the reservation is home to the Death Valley Timbisha Shoshone Band of California. Hmm. The Timbisha Shoshone tribe has about 300 members, 50 of which currently live in the Indian Village. And here we go. Here's a little piece of fact that's going to obliterate me because I didn't write out a pronouncer. So the Timbisha call themselves Numu Tumpisat.
Wow, that really did get you.
Yeah, and there's umlauts on this one, which is whoa. Mm. But that literally means people from the place of red ochre paint. So they live where the clay is like red ochre, and they would use it for face paint. So that's where that's what they call themselves.
I have a question though. You said the CDP population size is about 24, right?
Yeah.
So Native Americans are not counted in the CDP.
I think that's what occurs because I was a little confused by that when I was doing my research, but that's probably what is happening, is that the population of a reservation is not included in a municipality that surrounds it, or
because it's maybe its own government, but a CDP doesn't necessarily have its own governance, right? Just a census designate. Well, maybe it's counted separately.
Maybe. I mean, there's no rules out in the desert where it's still the old West days. So count however many people you want.
Yeah. Speaking of census, though, census time, America. Or did it pass? I don't know.
Oh, yeah. You filled out your census, right?
I didn't. I mean, I'm currently in New Hampshire. And I don't know if I was counted because
your roommates.
I'm not a resident. Maybe I am technically. I don't know.
We got the letter here, and me and my roommates filled it out together. But what I'm guessing happened, because you have to fill out all the identifiers about you.
Yeah.
So I'm guessing your roommates got it, and they did or did not fill it out. And if they did fill it out, you weren't standing there to give them your details. So they probably were like, there's only two people living here.
Yeah. So I might not. Hopefully that window didn't pass. I think that's really important to do.
Connor, we're almost 30 episodes in, and you just totally blew your opportunity to be a part of the thing we use every single episode.
You know what? That's really a bummer because my next small town was going to be Brooklyn, New York. Brooklyn, New York has at least one more person there.
Right.
Yeah. All right. Thanks for your facts.
Thank you. Yeah. I mean, you're welcome. Yeah. I don't know.
I just thought of it. Do you know what a graben is? Dun,
what?
Dun, 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 dun. The graben is the Pikeville cut through. Right? It's like a little bit of rock kind of like sunk down, but smaller.
Okay, yeah. I'll take it. It's like the cut through.
Question real quick. Yeah. Do you like how I now fill time looking up stuff with superhero themed jingles?
Oh, I didn't even pick up on that until you just said it. Wow.
Then it's killer. It's perfect. That's what happens. I was scrolling down as I made that noise. Oh, I bet the listeners won't know, especially now that I said it. Yeah. All right.
Connor Man. He's the Connor Man. Does whatever a Connor can.
So,
I explicitly did this research this episode because my like body and soul are like, I need a desert road trip. I need to not be in my apartment.
Yeah. Yeah. I get that. How are you doing, listeners? Oh, wow.
Take all the time you need.
Yeah.
Do you guys want to hear a joke?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay, let's see what I got. I didn't have one prepared. This has been a truly devastating time for my comedy because I'm past the point of like writing every day. I'm just like, screw it. I'm sad. Okay. Me and my girlfriend have been dating for about 4 months. No, hang on. 1, 2, 3, 4, almost 5 months. And we had been dating, 3 months when quarantine started. But what was weird is our relationship is based on going out and doing comedy and always being like out in the city and doing stuff. And we became so domestic so quickly that all we do is just sit around and eat snacks and watch Netflix. And I'm like, we went from like being open mic comedians, always running around doing things, to living like retirees. And we're only 25.
Yeah.
It's messed up.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's the type of joke I'm writing now because I just write premises and sometimes punchlines fall into them and sometimes they don't.
Is it this week? So last week I talked about all the projects. This week is going to be, so by the time this episode comes out, I will have launched a YouTube page. In theory, I just want to make sure I do it right rather than do it rushed. But I also have like the clocks only count. Interesting. TikTok has stopped distributing my videos, which is good because they're fine. They're interesting. They're good concepts, but they're not like, don't like go out of your way to watch TikTok videos. I'm sorry. Like if you're doing that with your time, I get it. You're trying to fill a void, but
I like the idea that there's some like 19-year-old out there who works for TikTok who just takes a fat rip of a jewel and then he sees your account and is like, we can't have this on the platform.
People are loving my Thursday celebrations at 7:43 p.m.
Yeah.
It's absolutely killing. But that, like, I'm bringing all the other stuff. Obviously, the other one is at Sometimes Funny Content on Instagram. And this past week, now, when this comes out, will have been theme, because I put a theme for constraints every week. It will be the dog days of quarantine, a week of dog jokes.
Ooh.
And one of them, I found this Photoshop photo, and it'll already be out by the time this has come out, of a dog. Someone Photoshopped a dog. It's like a school picture, like a teacher ID picture with this dog wearing a blazer.
Mm-hmm.
And I just thought, some dogs walk trails. Some dogs are trailblazers. And that is the only one solid joke I have for this week. The rest of them I need to make up in the next few days. But yeah, dog days of quarantine.
Nice. And also go check out Connor's other podcast, Good News, a podcast. If you're in for a more short form scripted thing where Connor doesn't go, at all.
When there's no comedy involved whatsoever.
There's no comedy involved except for, did you like how on last week's episode I said, give it up? Like,
yeah. I was like, wow, we're at an open mic right now.
Yeah. Open mic style. I gave it up for Connor on a podcast.
It was good. On that podcast, though, I do try and do an artist spotlight to, put out other people. This week it's Kristen Merritt. I don't know if you ever saw her at Buka. I saw her there once. She's a musician. It's her first musician. I usually do comedians.
You know, I listened to the episode and I don't think I've seen anyone play that style of music.
Oh my God. When I saw her, like, there's Dan Santos I'll reach out to at some point, but Kristen, like, Dan and Kristen are the two people I've seen. I'm like, you shouldn't be in here. You should be on a real stage right now.
Yeah.
But next week I'm going to be featuring hopefully a comedy club in London that is going through some hard times and try and like help them out and promote them. So yeah.
Cool. Awesome. Well, go support Connor's other projects.
Go support look at this Maxim's one too. Photography. Go watch Maxim take do photography.
Yeah. Follow me around the few blocks in Brooklyn I allow myself to go out to and take pictures of me taking pictures.
Yeah. Make sure you get your Zoom lens. Definitely. Yeah,
get your telephoto. If you're going to bring out a telephoto, make sure it's an EF or an EFS and stand in a place where I can catch up to you and steal it from you.
Well, wipe it down first, please.
Yeah. Yeah. Put the lens cap on before I mug you, if you will.
Okay. All right. Is that it? Oh, social media. Follow us at ST Radio on Instagram and Twitter. Email us at smalltownradiopodcast@gmail.com. Find us on Facebook at Small Town Radio. Subscribe to this if you are watching. The button is by Maxim. We'll have a watermark there. And that is that.
Awesome. Cool. Thanks for tuning in. Love you guys. We'll see you next. No, we won't. We're going our hiatus. Yes. Forgot to mention it. We'll be back in a couple weeks.
Mentioned a little bit in the middle. But yeah, we're going to be, what is it, a 4-week hiatus to regroup, rethink?
Mm-hmm.
And so if you have feedback, send it to us. We can put something feedback at the beginning too. Yeah,
definitely send us feedback in this time. We want to hear it. We want to make this show better. So we'll see you guys when we see you.
Bye.
Bye.